Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. This is brought to you by Outrageous Grace Every Day, which is a 90-day devotional through the whole book of Romans. So by the end of those 90 days, you will have not only read through the whole book of Romans, but you will have understood the story of Romans, and that's really my heart. As I mentioned earlier, in preparation for that book, I read the book of Romans every day for 90 days. I didn't consult commentaries until later, and it was really, really helpful to me. And I'd actually challenge you to do something like that in the new year. Either rapid read the Bible in 2 months, which you absolutely can do because I've been doing it and it's amazing, or to take one book and read it over and over and over again for a period of time. It's a huge blessing to me. And I really began to understand the themes of Romans where I wouldn't have had I not read it every single day. It took me about 44 to 45 minutes every day. It's possible and you can do it. And you can even listen to it in your car if you want to just get it that way. All right, so we're in Romans chapter 3, verses 9 through 20 in the easy to read version, and this is what it says. So, are we Jews better than other people? No, we all have already said that those who are Jews, as well as those who are not Jews, are the same. They are all guilty of sin. As the scriptures say, there is no one doing what is right, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who is trying to be with God. They have all turned away from him, and now they are of no use to anyone. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their words come from mouths that are like open graves. They use their lying tongues to deceive others. Their words are like the poison of snakes. Their mouths are full of cursing and angry words. They are always ready to kill someone. Everywhere they go, they cause trouble and ruin. They don't know how to live in peace. They have no fear or respect for God. What the law says is for those who are under the law. It stops anyone from making excuses, and it brings the whole world under God's judgment, because no one can be made right with God by following the law. The law only shows us our sin. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, if we took these verses and just ripped them out of Romans and only read them and nothing else, we would be sad indeed, because it just seems like a gloomy forecast for humanity. Nobody chooses good. We're all a mess. We all sin. This is part of Paul's beautiful argument that he is painstakingly creating throughout the book of Romans. He's slowly and theologically wooing us toward that place where we realize that Jesus is the answer to our problems. And on this ninth day of December, where Christmas is coming soon and we're thinking about you as you came as a baby and just the power of the incarnation, Emmanuel, God with us, Lord, help us to understand the radicalness of the gospel. There is absolutely nothing I could do that would endear me to you because I have been born in sin. I absolutely need the blood of Christ to cover me once and for all. And so, Lord, for those listening today that haven't made that decision to really bow their knee and their hearts and their minds and their lives before you, thank you for this opportunity to repent before you right now, to ask you, please, Jesus, come into my life. Make me new. Remove this heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh. Teach me what it means to follow after you. Give me your Holy Spirit to be that comforter, that person who convicts me of truth and righteousness, the one who will never leave, will never forsake. Lord, thank you for that inheritance. Now we are children of yours. We've been adopted into a family. We can now call you Abba, Father, which basically means Daddy. And those were the words I said when I made a commitment to you the first time when I was 15 years old. I was a fatherless girl who was in desperate need of a daddy. And I said, would you just be the daddy who will never leave me? And that is so true. And you have kept your word, Lord. And I thank you for that. Lord, you're good. And you are a good father. And you love to give good gifts to your children. I pray during this season we would receive those gifts. We would note that the best gifts are intangible. They are not things that we can see or touch or put a price tag on. They're the gifts of grace and sound mind and the power to live the Christian life, and pardon and forgiveness and hope and peace. All these things are wonderful gifts that you've given us. Help us to revel in them today and to thank you for them every single day, because they are so beautiful and we are undeserving, but you love us so much, and I'm grateful for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to be a part of the 2-year anniversary, you can go to marydemuth.com. There's a little microphone on the upper right-hand side, and you click that, and you can record a little message that will be part of what we play on February 1st. This will be the 2nd year anniversary of Pray Every Day, and we're nearing 500,000 downloads, which is super cool. And if you have a little testimony about how the podcast has helped you through a rough time, I would so appreciate that. Also, you can support the podcast at patreon.com/prayeveryday. Lots of different levels, and thank you to all the Patreon sponsors, and also thank you to those of you who have left a review. That also helps people find the podcast. Thanks so much, and have an amazing December 9th.